Now everyone knows the basic ingredients of pizza are dough, tomato sauce, and mozzarella cheese. But a new study has found that much of the pizza being served in the Czech Republic is made with so-called fake cheeses that aren't really cheese at all. Ilya Maritz has more.
It looks like cheese, smells like cheese, and it often even tastes something like cheese, but cheese it isn't. Petra Zachary of the Consumers Defense Association explains what her group found when they took the so-called cheese being served in some restaurants to the laboratory.
We did discover that what is basically very common on the Czech market, especially in big stores and restaurants, which is alarming, is that people get fake cheese instead of real cheese. You order, for example, pizza, and there should be cheese because it's written on the menu with cheese, or fried cheese, which is a very typical Czech meal, but you get fake cheese. It's not real cheese.
Yes, even the classic Czech dish of deep-fried cheese, or smažený sýr, is often made from imitation cheese, usually a combination of vegetable oil and starch. Real cheese is made from milk and contains milk fat, milk carbohydrates, and milk protein.
We actually made a little excursion and we did taste 10 of them. And in many of them, you can taste the difference. Some of them are really disgusting and you can really tell the difference because it's usually different color. It's like transparent or white. It's more liquid. It has different texture and it's not tasty at all.
The Consumers Defense Association found 19 restaurants alone in the region of North Bohemia serving this stuff. Zakari says imitation cheeses are often found in fast food because it's cheaper. The Czech Republic's chief health officer, Michal Vít, has promised action.
We will make it a normal part of our inspections. We'll go to pizzerias and take samples from what they call cheese, and if after we test the fat and find that it's vegetable oil and not milk fat, we will declare it to be fake cheese.
Recently, Dr. Vít was authorized to inspect for false advertising in food products.
The Ministry of Health and my department, the Public Health Authority, have until now only been checking for harmful substances that could hurt your health. But under new health laws, we're now also responsible for ensuring that customers are not misled. And this is the first such case we've identified.
Whatever harm fake cheese may do to the public trust, it probably won't do anything bad for your health. It's lower in fat than real cheese and contains no cholesterol.
Please don't think that this is a health risk. There really is agreement that these imitation cheeses are not harmful to the health. It's just that if you buy a product and you think you know what you're getting, you shouldn't have to find out later that you're eating something other than mozzarella.
Petra Zachary of the Consumers Defense Association says the manufacturers of fake cheese often label the product in a way that is misleading to customers.
It cannot be called cheese, so it has funny names like pizza mozzarella, alla mozzarella, or ambra, or pizza mia, or cheese alternative, and things like that. Usually you have real cheese and fake cheese, and it has the same packaging. So sometimes people, when they hurry, they just grab one package, and they don't realize it's actually not the real one, but the fake one. We found it in Delvita and Albert and places like that.
Petra Zachary of the Consumers Defense Association.